We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Joining us now, courtside here, the head coach of the Mountaineers, Bob Huggins.
I'm on, aren't I?
Oh, you're on. I just, the way you were looking around there, I didn't know if you were hearing me or not, sir. How are
no,
you?
No, I was listening to you.
Congratulations. Always nice to win, huh?
It's really nice to beat your almost crosstown rival.
Not too far away.
Rivalry of a good many years.
Yeah. Break it down for us tonight, Huggs. You had a 12-point lead at halftime, 36-24. Your defense tonight puts up just a massive number. You forced the Panthers into 32 turnovers. What was your take on what you saw out there?
Well, I thought our ball pressure was really good. It's great having those two little guys that can go out there and just harass the guy with the ball. It makes it hard for him to enter into offense and get the ball where they want to go, and I thought those guys did a terrific job. Taz, as usual, was outstanding. Sean was really good, didn't force things, made big shots without forcing things. I thought that we were good. We just, you know, our young guys aren't quite ready yet, but they will be. This was good for us, as was the previous two encounters that they played in. There's a couple guys I wanted to get in the game and didn't get them in the game. I was afraid they were going to start fouling, and I just didn't want to get in a foul shooting contest.
Jalen Bridges, Huggs, big tonight. Got you 18, 6, and 5 blocks.
Yeah, he wasn't very good to start, and then he really got good. I think moving him around a little bit, I think, really helped him, but he made some plays. He made some really big blocks. He made some huge threes. We made some huge threes when they were starting to make runs.
Right.
That kind of clipped that run.
Malik Curry against Akron, against Oakland, kind of very conservative, didn't try to look for points. Tonight, he was really good, got you 5 for 5.
Yeah, and I think people, when we took him, people said, you know, he's not going to want to just be a point guard and distribute the ball. He's going to want to score because that's what he did at ODU, and he's been great. Those guys have been great.
Huggs, you know. What about the 50-50 balls tonight? I think you got a high majority of them. You go on the floor, you went after everything. These guys really brought some energy.
Well, we had a couple of days of the old days, and I think that really helped us. I think that's we're going to need that every once in a while.
Well, you know, you're playing good basketball when you can force turnovers and score 34 points off of it.
So, I mean, what, they have 32 turnovers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to win when you force 32 turnovers. We've got to just get a little bit more consistent offensively. We've got to rebound the ball way, way better than what we've rebounded the ball.
Well, you know, just talk to us a little bit about Kedrian Johnson and Malik Curry, those good guys, because you use them. And like Kedrian tonight didn't have the points, but he had 6 assists and 7 steals. Then Curry comes in, and he's a tough guy because he's left-handed. And I think it's tough to guard a left-handed guy so quick as Malik is.
Well, I guess the first question that popped in my mind is, how would you know?
Because I was a
solid point, Hugs.
I mean, how would you know it's tough to guard a left-handed guy?
Well, I guarded both.
When?
Well,
now, don't forget, I know your stats.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the stats then.
It wasn't in the stats then?
I didn't have stats then.
Okay.
No. So you don't agree with me?
No, it's not. I don't agree with the part where you said it was always tough for you to guard a left-handed
guy. I never said that.
Something to that effect.
Well, see, that's where you get things confused and you use them against me.
I get things confused.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Hugs, 902 wins tonight put you in 5th place all time in the history of the game. You tie a guy named Bob Knight tonight. That's pretty wild.
Well, Tony, I've always admired Coach Knight and his ability to get the best out of people. And he became a very good friend of mine, and so I think the world of the guy. I just want to coach ball. You know, all that stuff is good, I guess, for sports writers or whatever. They can say, yeah, you deserve it, no, you don't deserve it, or whatever, and, you know, whatever they say, it don't bother me one way or the other.
How do you feel about going out on the road for those many days? Is that going to be good for this team to get out? Play some different players in different places?
I don't know. You know, we did that deal in, where were we, North Dakota? South Dakota? North Dakota. And it was rough.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really rough. We couldn't, I mean, all of us couldn't wait to get out of there. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, they got you locked in a room. Yeah. You had to test for COVID every morning. You know, it was a pain.
Yeah.
This, I think, they'll be able to get out a little bit more and from everything. I've never been to Charleston.
Really?
No. Oh. I've been a lot of places. I've never
great
been
restaurants.
To Charleston.
Great restaurants.
Yeah, but I think it'll be great to be able to get out and walk around a little bit. And,
that's good.
You know, so.
Last question for you. What's the biggest thing you want to work on before you play again next Thursday? You got 6 days here.
Well, we got to stop turning the ball over. We got to stop turning it over when we aren't forced to turn it over. One, and I think two, Tony, we still don't rebound the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, how many balls kind of hit on the front of the rim and came off? And I mean, we should be dunking those back in, and we're not even close. So we've got to really spend a lot more time on offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding.
Hugs, congratulations.
See
Tony,
ya.
Thank you.
All right. Mountaineer head coach Bob Huggins, West Virginia wins it 74-59.